producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here with a weekly overview of what's going on in the world of agriculture, the real world of agriculture, from my perspective as having been on a farm all my life, been around cows all my life, have an attitude of gratitude, in a sense, for all the things that the farm has taught me and therefore allows me to hopefully, I don't know if teach is the right word, but bring to you ideas, problems that the American family farmer has, the small ag business person, the hobby farmer, all of us together are facing an amazing affront from the big ag interests and the big government interests and, you know, just things that we work on from day to day that may not have anything to do with either of those two entities, although the gentleman with me in the first part of the program today will attest to the government and the influence of big ag business taking its toll on some of the people he works with. Pete Kennedy is an attorney from Florida, serves as the president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. He has worked on raw dairy issues in various states. That's where I first came to know Pete, because he helped me in my raw milk operation on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. But he's worked on other food distribution problems, and there certainly are, because of legislation, the overview, food safety issues, raw milk. I saw something, and I wanted to sort of use it as a backdrop to our conversation. One of the ag mags that I read, and you probably do too, Pete, has a big three-page overview of the raw milk industry. And because this particular trade magazine focuses on the conventional dairy industry, it takes a – although it's been – better in the last two or three years, the Dairyman magazine. You're familiar with that, right?
Okay, you're talking about Hordes Dairyman, Doug?
No, I'm talking about the other one, the Progressive Dairyman.
Okay. I've heard of it. I didn't read that particular story.
Yeah. So, but anyway, they take the same tact or approach with it that the schools do, the risks, the opportunities, and all of the things. We can talk about some of those here in a practical way, but what I'd like you to do is overview something that's taken place recently, the Wyoming bill number 56 that's now law. Give us a little background on what was going on in Wyoming and what this new bill brings to the surface.
Okay, Wyoming first introduced their food, what they called the Wyoming Food Freedom Act in 2009. And it took like three or four sessions, Doug, but they finally passed the bill this, the 2015 session. It was signed into law in March. And basically what it does is any direct transaction between either a farm or a home kitchen and a consumer is not regulated at all. I mean, no licensing requirement, no inspection requirement, no labeling requirement. The only requirement is basically that the producer, you know, either the farm or the home kitchen notifies the consumer that they're not licensed or inspected by the state. And it includes any product except meat products. It includes any dairy product, including unpasteurized unaged raw cheese, which is actually illegal to sell in interstate commerce right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it just opens things up. And there's other states that hopefully will follow suit. I mean, I think you're aware of Maine. They passed these local food sovereignty ordinances the last few years where same deal in the towns as it is in the state in Wyoming. A producer can sell their products direct to consumers without any licensing or inspection. And they've also got a statewide version of that before the legislature at this time. We'll see what happens, but it, the bill does have support. So at least in those two states, things are definitely moving in the right direction.
All right, listen, the program that we're doing, American Family Farmer, is aimed at finding solutions to problems. So this is the solution to what problem? Let's just go back a little bit and bring to everybody's attention that may not be aware of it, what the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund has been involved in, and the local farmers that are trying to get their produce to the public. What brought this to a head there in Wyoming?
Well, really, what happened was is they had a they adopted the FDA food code, which most states have adopted, and the FDA food code is so broad that actually the sponsor of the original food freedom bill, the late Sue Wallace, and this one I think it was a university professor there she was working with, actually looked at that law and found and determined that that act would even cover the FDA food code. Technically, they could even regulate food you produced in your own kitchen for your own family. I mean, that's what they claim. So they just said, wait a minute. I mean, this is ridiculous. There's just a long history in this country before the regulatory state started building up in the 20th century of unlicensed, unregulated commerce between farms and their consumers if it's a direct transaction. So that got the ball rolling. But it's just the FDA food code regulates just about everything, and it just has this one-size-fits-all regulatory scheme that I know you've seen many times before, where if you're a big corporation, fine. Yeah, it's just the cost of doing business. But if you're a small corporation, just any little thing can put you out on the street.
Right, and that's more true of farming than perhaps any other business or industry in our country. And the best example of the sorts of things that we have to deal with comes, I think I talked about this last week on the program, the EPA, and finally, I think this week, Congress has done something to put the brakes on these clowns that have no practical. These 25-year-old kids that come out of the various colleges and universities that have the public health people, and they get jobs in the EPA, and they want to regulate water. And if you have a puddle in your yard, that's going to be considered, or at least it was, a waterway to deal with under the EPA regulations that have been put forth. And people that are scratching their head realizing that this country has gone so far in the wrong direction down these roads, but we had to fight with ourselves in order. I mean, these people who have no reason for being when it comes to stuff like this, there is an important reason to make sure we protect our natural resources. Nobody questions that. But when you get down to this lunacy of declaring a puddle in a driveway a waterway that the EPA is going to get involved in, people just say to themselves, enough, already enough. So
yeah, well, Doug, I mean, you just have this corporate bureaucratic dictatorship right now. It's death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah.
I mean, with the farmers, if it's not EPA, it could be the Bureau of Labor getting in the way of a summer intern program. It could be the local health department. It could be the state health department. You know, it could be the state ag department. It's just one roadblock after another they have to work their way through.
And so they have to pass legislation in the event. What we were talking about this week is the farmers went to Congress and they had to yell and scream, all the farm organizations, including yours probably, yelling and screaming, you can't have this, we can't allow this to happen. But it took a lot of money and a lot of time because there is no common sense. And that's what farmers are so frustrated with. The regulations that we're talking about have no common sense attached to them whatsoever.
Yeah, well, and, you know, you've got FDA that will be regulating farms more and more with this Food Safety Modernization Act being implemented over the next 2 or 3 years, and you're talking about people who have no farm experience whatsoever.
Right. Pete Kennedy is here. This is the American Family Farmer.
curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
There are more than 23 million small businesses in the United States looking to make their mark on the economy. But business ventures can be expensive and loan options confusing. PayPal offers a quick and easy way to secure your finances.
Well, small business owners agree that it's still far too hard to get a loan from a bank. Luckily, non-bank alternatives have entered the market, including PayPal. PayPal Working Capital has actually loaned $500 million to small businesses. Loans like this consider information that your banks don't consider, like online sales history. You can apply in minutes without a personal credit check or a personal guarantee. And then perhaps the best part is they only have to pay back the loan when they get paid by their customers. Beyond credit, we want to help convert shoppers into buyers with our one-touch PayPal button. It's a single click to purchase without exchanging personal information. We're the leader in bringing these solutions together to help small businesses grow.
Simple steps to make sure your small business has continued success. Learn more at paypal.com/business.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pete Kennedy, who is the president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer, overviewing the Wyoming Freedom to Farm Bill. I guess that's, what do they actually call it?
This, it's the Wyoming Food Freedom Act.
The Food Freedom Act. Okay. So this,
Doug, it's just energized people. I've heard from maybe 5 or 6 other states since that law passed that they're going to introduce something similar.
I was going to ask you, what are the practical sides of this? What's the practical outcome? You think a lot of other states, you said 5 or 6, can we get this ball bouncing through you and others so that it is being considered in pretty much every state in the country?
I think gradually, yes. One state at a time. What you find out is same thing happened in Wyoming. You get a lot more resistance when it's first introduced.
Yeah.
But once you educate the legislature more, explain to them that, locally produced food is the safest food. It's the food where there's the most transparency and traceability. They realize that it's something that can work.
Yeah.
And they also, I think, realize is that the biggest problems now are with the corporately produced food, and which is regulated, but it doesn't matter. Now than ever, and most of the outbreaks of foodborne illness are traced to corporate food.
Pete Kennedy. We're going to talk about dairy farmers at the crossroads in a moment as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer, a program that is on the air every week, an hour devoted to the problems that the family farmer has, from my perspective as a family farmer, and from your perspective. If you have ideas that you'd like me to pursue, send an email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. It's S-T-E-P-H-A-N. And we will do the research, come up with a way of answering your question or finding out what we can get to the marketplace that will help you work through a problem. We were just talking with Pete Kennedy from the Farm Consumer Legal Defense Fund about the Wyoming Food Freedom Act, which is something that hopefully will be mirrored across the country, because the fate of all farmers, all the family farmers, is at the crossroads. But I think especially dairy farmers, I don't know, maybe we can reflect a little. This seems to be more of your background as well, dairy. But all farmers have this same onerous governmental thing or things they have to deal with. One of them, for dairy farmers, and this goes for raw milk, it goes for milk that's pasteurized, there are lots of farmers that can't make it. One of the reasons that I went to selling raw milk is because I refused to sell my milk that cost me $4 a gallon to make for $2 to the local producer so he can make all the money. Or it isn't local, it's the Sweezer family and Dean Foods and that bunch. I'm not in business. They're in business to put me out of business, which kind of makes me wonder a little bit, Pete, because without us making the milk, they don't have any milk. But now you look around and you can see, you know, you can buy milk from Canada, you can fly milk over from New Zealand, from China. So why do we have to pay these exorbitant prices when the people that work for a dollar a day over in China can produce milk? The only problem is it has all kinds of stuff in it, but we're not worried about that. We just want cheap milk, right?
Right. And the commodity milk industry has put over 90% of the dairy farms that were in the commodity business out of business in, I think, the last 40, 45 years, Doug.
Yeah, right.
And so the one avenue these farms have for staying in business is getting out of the commodity system, selling their products direct, and the main product would be raw milk. And just what you see is the commodity system, the conventional milk industry, is losing market share every year. And they're not only putting these dairy farmers out of business with this pricing system, this federal pricing system, which determines what the commodity farmers get, is complicated just enough so the farmers can't actually can't figure out how they're actually getting screwed.
Right. So what do we do to fix that? What is the farmer who is a dairyman, who has a tradition of generations on a dairy farm, what does he or she do to combat that?
Well, they're one of three. They have to start marketing their products direct. And that can be getting your own pasteurization and bottling equipment,
mm-hmm.
which is very expensive. It
yep.
can also be making value-added dairy products, which can be expensive as well. But the third way and the least expensive way is to start producing raw milk and selling that direct to the public. Because like you just mentioned, you can, you know, you're going to get $2 a gallon. If you're selling into the commodity system, if you're selling direct to the consumer, you can get $6, $8. Some places
yeah.
around the, you can get $15 for a gallon.
I was selling mine for $11.50 a gallon. All right, let's pause for a minute. If you can stay with me for a little while longer, I kind of want to take. I try to make this program sort of equally weighted for dairy and for produce because I'm a dairyman. It is easier for me to tell some of these stories. And I would like to, with your cooperation, update people on the raw milk situation in our country as we continue here on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. Good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome back to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here. This week, Pete Kennedy is spending time with us on the program. He's the president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund and helped all kinds of family farmers in his earlier incarnation. Now has decided as a lawyer to help farmers, the Farm to Consumer Foundation. He's part of that, food distribution, and it isn't so much the growing of the food, the producing of the milk, but what do you do with it when you have it? That's really the focus that Pete has and his organization has as we aim to help the small dairy farmers in the country, the small ag businesses that are aimed at helping the dairy industry. There are so many things going on. One of the problems is the Center for Disease Control and Prevention releasing a study detailing the number of illness outbreaks associated with non-pasteurized milk, i.e. raw milk. They had to do this, Pete, because you remember when I was getting my license, which was about, I don't know, 8-9 years ago now to sell raw milk, there were people who came up and they kept citing all of these studies and all of this. And then we looked at it, we found out the information went back to 2006. Well, you know, that isn't really applicable. So now these guys have published a study that they say covers the years 2007 to 2012 when it comes to raw milk. And I'm sure you've seen this. They talk about the illness outbreaks. 77% of the 81 outbreaks that were reported caused by various bacteria that if you look at foodsafety.gov, this is the, you know, something that'll cause diarrhea and cramps and that sort of thing. But it still is specious because these outbreaks were reported, so they say, from 26 states, 970 illnesses, 73 hospitalizations. But what they don't tell you is that there are two kinds of raw milk. And the raw milk that comes that's expected to go for pasteurization isn't produced in the first place to be sold as raw milk, right?
Right. Yeah, as you know, Doug, there are lies, damn lies, and then there are statistics. And that's, they're just manipulating the numbers to fit their agenda. And I've got a statistic for them. From 2007 to the present, there have been 8 people who have died from pasteurized dairy products. I think 3 from raw milk in Massachusetts, back in 2007, 2008. I guess it's even more. I think it's five from raw cheese, 2012 through 2014. Then this year there were three who died from ice cream made with pasteurized milk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's they're on the losing end of the argument right now. I mean, overall, both raw milk and pasteurized milk have good overall track records for food safety. But a number of the raw milk outbreaks, like you said, it might be a school field trip to this dairy that only produces milk for pasteurization. I mean, they don't produce it for direct consumption. People drink milk they shouldn't be drinking. It's not, that milk isn't intended to be drank raw.
Right.
And they get sick and blame it on raw milk.
Right. Okay, so in terms of what we would say to the dairy farmer that's listening to this program that is frustrated beyond belief because of what we mentioned a few minutes ago, the prices and the government interference and the free marketplace, how you can't get enough by selling it to the big pasteurizers and producers. So what do we offer? What have you found? What has your organization done to help the family farmer sell raw milk? What's the process? If somebody's listening right now and they just heard us talk about $11, $12 milk, how do I get that? What do they do?
Well, I mean, they've got to get out of the commodity system. We've had members who say might have had 125 cows. They cut back to 25 or 30 cows. I mean, they start just selling direct to consumers in their business. You know, from our end, what we're trying to do is to pass these laws or at least create a regulatory climate in states where the law isn't maybe so clear on just protecting the right of these dairy farmers to sell the products of the farm direct to consumer. I mean, there's also money to be made from value-added dairy products, too. We're trying to push that. A lot of that has been had through these herd share agreements where someone buys an ownership interest in a cow and they're not only able to get fluid raw milk, but also raw milk from other raw milk products from that contract. Just someone selling a gallon of raw milk might get $6 to $8. They turn that raw milk into four quarts of yogurt, they can get $20.
And then there's the organic side of it, which also ups the ante. If you want to invest in making your farm organic, that makes it much more worthwhile for the producer because there's such consumer demand for that. The thing that I want to underscore here a little bit is the big difference for raw milk producers. The government does not recognize that there is raw milk intended for pasteurization, and there is raw milk intended for human consumption. They are two separate products. This was the hardest thing I had to get across when I was making my pitch to sell raw milk. If you understand this, it lessens the burden on raw milk producers because some of the current regulations ought not to apply to raw milk that is produced for human consumption without being pasteurized.
Well, Doug, the good news is that there are at least some states that are starting to get that message. In South Dakota, this legislative session, a bill was passed where until that bill went through, these farmers were subject to regulations for grade A dairies producing raw milk, grade B dairies, which usually where you're selling milk to be manufactured into cheese or butter. And what the legislature did is they recognized raw milk for human consumption was a separate category. So they created this new category for raw milk for human consumption in their statutes and just eliminated a number of regulations governing grade A and grade B dairies that were applied to the dairies producing raw milk for direct consumption.
All right, I want to pause here for a moment. I want to talk about the influence. You just said something that's very interesting and important as to what states around, let's say you're state A, and the states around you, state B, C, D, and E, all are selling raw milk. That sometimes can be enough to push this through. We'll continue our conversation with Pete Kennedy from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund on this week's version of The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents and strand bamboo, our most durable bamboo, from an incredible $149, plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Did you know that minerals and metals have become essential elements that help define modern medicine? They're the building blocks of life-saving medical devices and medications that both doctors and patients rely on every day. What's more, minerals also contribute to medical breakthroughs. Jamie Caswell with the National Mining Association has more.
Engineers have recently developed techniques to print 3D custom bones, a remarkable medical advance made possible by minerals. These artificial bones allow new tissue to grow, and over time the bone dissolves, leaving healthy bone in its place. Minerals power incredible innovations like this every day.
Are there other contributions?
MRI scanners, chemotherapy drugs, and surgical equipment all depend on minerals, which is why we must ensure ready access to a stable supply of these raw materials needed for vital applications. That's why Congress should pass legislation to modernize the U.S. mine permitting process. A streamlined and more efficient mine permitting process will boost manufacturing, increase economic growth, and help save lives.
To learn more, visit mineralsmakelife.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Pete Kennedy, continuing with me, I'm Doug Steffen on The American Family Farmer, a weekly overview of the problems that small ag is encountering and how to deal with them. This week we're spending a lot of time with Pete, who is from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, talking about the opportunities for dairy farmers in raw milk. You got to have a state, first of all, that allows you the comfort zone that, yeah, there's a market, and yes, there are people who aren't going to get in your way. So we were talking about South Dakota. Montana came very close to passing a bill that would have made on-farm raw milk sales legal. What happened there?
Okay, it came close, Doug. It passed out of the House. It was one vote from passing to the Senate and getting to the governor's desk. And what happened there was you just had this alliance that crops up again between the agribusiness and the public health departments. I mean, the public health departments think the only good bacteria is dead bacteria.
Right.
And raw milk, of course, is a food that has lots of live bacteria. Then the agribusiness just sees it as competition. It's like we talked about earlier. They're losing market share every year.
Yep.
They see raw milk as a threat. And even if they just lose 1% of their market share, their margins are so thin, that's a big amount of business to lose.
Right. So you've got these people, and I mentioned before, if you got states all around you that are doing it, and Montana has a number of states around it that have the ability to sell raw milk. Is that true?
Yeah, just about all of them surrounding it have the right. And it's just, yeah, you've got this unusual situation right here where, yeah, this is big sky country. It's supposed to be the land of rugged individual and individualism. And then, yeah, it's like Montana seems like a nanny state compared to their neighbors.
Yeah. And the hazard analysis that gets done, the risk-based preventative control program, this is all stuff that gets thrown in the way of people to keep them from, I mean, you have so much money being spent. This is what's also unfortunate and what people don't, oh, it's for the public good and, baloney. But our government is taking our tax dollars, we're paying into this system so they can try to beat us.
Right. And yeah, just, you can't have a monopoly without the government's help. And what these regulatory requirements, like the hazard, you said the hazard analysis, what they do, is they're so expensive that the smaller firms can't afford it. The bigger firms, you know, it's they can, you know, it's a little more money than maybe they want to spend, but in the meantime, they're putting their competition out of business.
Right. And that's good for their business. So
exactly.
We were talking about the people who don't know even that there are two different kinds of raw milk, the simplicity of all of this. The FDA, I was talking earlier, we mentioned the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, but the USDA and the FDA are culpable in this as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the FDA is the center of the opposition to raw milk right now. And just people have to know this. We filed a lawsuit challenging the interstate ban on raw milk about 5 years ago, and FDA responded in their brief responding to our complaint. This is on the public record. They said you do not have a fundamental right to feed your children the foods you think are best for your health. And they basically said you do not have a fundamental right to your own physical and bodily health.
Right. You know, you have no right to make your own decisions because you're not smart enough. The government is all-powerful. It tells you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. We know best for you.
Right. And if you did with when you look at what FDA supports, they supported the introduction of aspartame to the market, onto the marketplace. They let MSG on the marketplace, high fructose corn syrup, genetically modified foods. If you did the exact opposite of what FDA said you should do regarding diet, almost guaranteed your health would be better.
It's a joke. And we're paying for these people to give us bad information, bad advice, because they're so in collusion with the big producers and the big corporate interests. And that's sort of the frustrating part of this is when you look at the amount of money that's given for various congressional campaigns from these people, we now have a law that allows companies or individuals to give as much money as they want to anybody they want to get them elected. And so you got that going against you because the farmers and the groups like yours don't have lots of money, whereas Monsanto can spend $14 million to keep a bill from passing or a referendum question from passing in California basically says, well, farmers don't want to label food because it's too much work. Huh?
Monsanto has lobbyists in every, they can spend that amount of money in every state. I mean, they'd obviously rather not, but it's, that's why we think just the solution to this, because, you know, the one thing we haven't talked about is this Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Right, the trade. Yeah.
It affects everything, but as far as food, what can happen is if this thing passes, you can get a big corporation going into the state of Maine and suing one of those towns who's passed these food sovereignty ordinances and say that, you know, that's unfair for us that are selling in the retail market at wholesale. We want you to strike those ordinances
out. All right. Here's what I would like to do. We'll spend the final few minutes talking about this trade deal because it's very hot in the news right now for all kinds of reasons, including the one that you just specified. Pete Kennedy is the director of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund on the American Family Farmer.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Continuing now with our American Family Farmer Review for this week, I'm Doug Steffen along with Pete Kennedy from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. One thing leads to another, to another, to another here as we're talking about the problems. We went to Wyoming, which has just passed the Food Freedom Act, a model for the rest of the states in the country that don't have food freedom in reality. You're being told by your state government, you're being told by the federal government, and all the money you pay in taxes to get these people to help you be driven out of business. There's got to be a way around it. There is a lot of controversy about the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership. The president is not happy with Senator Elizabeth Warren because he said she's a politician like everybody else. Hello, you're a politician, sir. You've been aggravating the farmer, I think. I mean, I don't look at this guy as having been very friendly, even though he comes from a farm state, to the family farmer. Do you agree with that? Or not? And this is not a political statement. It's a reality of politics and politicians. Yes?
Absolutely, I agree with you on that. If you look, this administration has been the greatest friend to the genetically modified food sector of the agricultural economy by far.
Right. Okay, so what do we need to know about this trade? The Senate has begun debate on this trade partnership. What do we need to know about the trade agenda that the president has?
Okay, he is trying to get what's known as fast-track authority, where these trade deals and their volumes, you know, thousands of pages of documents, can either be voted on, can only be voted on up or down. Either you vote for the whole thing or you vote against it. And, I mean, this Trans-Pacific Partnership should be dead on arrival. It will do more to remove or reduce what's left of the the sovereignty the American government has than anything out there right now. And as far as food, you know, your ability to buy the foods of your choice, they can come into a state like Wyoming. A corporation can come in. I mean, it empowers corporations to file suits on their own. I mean, right now, I don't like the World Trade Organization, but they're, the corporation has to go to the government and convince the government to file some kind of suit if there's some protection maybe the a country is providing against the corporations running all over them. And what they can do right now is they don't need to go to the government anymore. They can just sue directly in whatever court mechanism they have, and in effect makes the corporations sovereign states in and of themselves.
All right. So this is awkward at best, makes the Democrats, you know, this is not about politics, but the Democrats look silly because they're fighting with themselves on this. They're fighting with each other. And so the Republicans don't have to do anything. I think there's only one Democrat that voted for this thing, right? Everybody else has been, you know, kind of jumped in. This is bipartisanship at its best or worst, depending on which side of the table you're on. But all of these people that are in the government, in the cabinet, that are talking about how to make this work, it really doesn't work for the food producer in America. It puts its back to what I said earlier when you talk about milk and how easy it is to get milk from China to America. You put them, you fill up a 747 tanker with milk and bring it over here, and there's enough milk in the tanker to feed, after it's produced, the needs of a small city. Is that in every day? Those tankers come over from Beijing, load up the milk onto the plane, fly it over here, process it. Who's to know other than it's filled with malamine or whatever other stuff they found in it last year? You can do the same thing with milk from New Zealand or, you know, you name it. So this is why I would like people to educate themselves as to what's going on politically and make sure your congressman, your senator, your representatives know that in this case, you're probably going to be against the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership because it's going to be good for no matter what the element of family farmer, whether you're a dairy person or you're a produce person, you don't want this. And that's, I think, what Pete is underscoring. Pete, thank you for being here. We covered a lot of ground today. And
thanks for having me on, Doug.
As usual, you're very informative. Pete Kennedy, president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can check it out at farmtoconsumer.org. I'm Doug Steffen. On this weekly overview, I feel like, even though dairy is my world, that we've helped a lot of people understand a lot of the issues here this week and the political realities of the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership especially. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.